Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for our tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
The Thunder have evened the series against the Spurs.
Jay across the timeline draws a double. Left wing Wallace. Down the lane. Caruso to the rim for finishing touches, baby. AC lays it in with a left hand. Thunder 122. The Spurs 113. We're on the brink of getting this thing even at Paycom Center.
You heard it on the Thunder Radio Network. That was the final score. Caruso off the bench at 16 points. The MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 30 points and 9 assists. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Cavaliers and the Knicks will tip off on Thursday at 8 Eastern Time. In the Stanley Cup West Final, Game 1, the Golden Knights defeated the Avalanche 4-2. In baseball, the Dodgers blanked the Padres 4-0. Blue Jays held on 2-1 against the Yankees in the Bronx. And the Brewers shut out the Cubs 5-0. Chicago has lost 5 in a row.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust. The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
Hi, this is Chris from We Help You Legal. Legal documents should be simple and affordable. At We Help You Legal, there are no lawyers and no high costs. Just certified experts to assist you with living trusts, wills, divorce matters, corporations, and LLCs.
Hi, I'm Christina. We also offer notary services. You can find us online at wehelpyoulegal.com or call 805-237-7770.
We Help You Legal, your Central Coast legal document company.
Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear. Plus, hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, May 21st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Supervisor Bruce Gibson and District Attorney Dan Dow clashed during budget discussion. Vegetation fire near Golden Hill and Ardmore Roads. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 62 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. County staff presented the recommended budget for fiscal year 2026-27 in Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. This agenda item was only to introduce the budget, and a hearing for the budget has been scheduled for Monday, June 8th, in the Board of Supervisors chambers at 9 a.m., the hearing will go through June 10th if necessary, and the board will adopt the budget in its June 16th meeting. This upcoming fiscal year budget proposes spending about $1.01 billion. During the comment period, District Attorney Dan Dow requested additional funds for the DA's office for five staff positions.
At a step one cost, these positions total $857,839, which is less than 0.1% of this county's budget. Government code and court precedent are clear that underfunding that materially impairs the district attorney's mandated duties crosses a constitutional line. And I'm not making a threat, but I'm merely pointing out a legal reality, and I'm stating it for the record here today. The district attorney hereby places the county executive office and the board of supervisors on formal notice that a budget failing to fund these requests crosses a legitimate fiscal decision into an action that unlawfully impairs the public prosecutor's constitutionally and statutorily mandated duties.
Supervisor Bruce Gibson had this to say in response.
Dan, that's an impressive display of posturing, and you're going to have your chance to make your case when we get to budget hearings in June. But I have to ask, with your formal notice to the Board of Supervisors, are you threatening to sue the county if you don't get your way?
Mr. Supervisor, you heard my comments. It's not a threat. It's a legal reality.
Then why are you putting us on formal notice?
Prior to the discussion, county staff said they have been in talks with the DA's office on if they can fund these positions. The discussion will return in June's budget hearing. CAL FIRE responds to vegetation fire near Golden Hill Road. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire yesterday evening at about 5:40 p.m. near Paso Robles. The fire is located near the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Ardmore Road, estimated to be about 3 to 5 acres when units first arrived. The forward progress of the blaze was stopped at about 12 acres around 6:17 p.m. Crews remained on the scene to mop up the blaze. Paso Robles Public Works announced there will be a full road closure of Meadowlark Road from Airport Road to Hanson. The closure will be in effect from May 26th through September 1st. A detour will be provided on Airport to Sherwood to Lanay Roads. The California Mid-State Fair has shared the results of its 2026 home brewing competition. Each year ahead of the fair, the competition brings together entries from San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara counties, with beers and ciders offering a range of flavors. Entries are evaluated blind by a panel of judges, and each beer is scored on appearance, aromatics, taste, and mouthfeel. Best of show went to Connor Medeiros of Creston with their experimental Beer Imperial Pastry Stout. Reserve Best of Show went to Nate Alexander of Paso Robles with their Sazek Premium Pale Lager. The California Mid-State Fair thanks all of its sponsors, judges, and stewards who helped organize the event. Memorial Day celebrations will be held in Paso Robles, Templeton, and the Tascadero on Monday, each starting at 11 a.m. The commemoration in Paso Robles will be held at the District Cemetery. A Tascadero celebration will be at the Faces of Freedom Memorial. Templeton's will be the American Legion Hall, 805 South Main Street. Each celebration will start with a flyover by the Estrella Warbirds, followed by words from their guest speakers. The events are all expected to conclude after about an hour. A Tascadero's commemoration will feature a barbecue by the Kiwanis. A barbecue benefit fundraiser will follow in Templeton's event. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers shut out the Padres 4-0, the Athletics over the Angels 6-5, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 6-3, the Blue Jays over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Angels will face the Athletics, the Yankees will go against the Blue Jays. In California news, a class action lawsuit has been filed against Disney over Disneyland's use of facial recognition technology at park entrances. The suit alleges that the company does not adequately disclose its use of the technology and is not transparent about how the collected data will be used. The suit is seeking at least $5 million. Disney's website says that using the technology is optional and is to help with reentry and prevent fraud. The identity of two teens who shot up a San Diego mosque on Monday have been released, along with parts of their manifesto. 17-year-old Kane Clark and 18-year-old Caleb Vasquez stormed the Islamic Center on Monday before being driven outside by a security guard. They exchanged fire, and the guard, Amin Abdullah, was killed alongside two other men. The 74-page manifesto refers to themselves as the Sons of Tarrant, named after shooter Brandon Tarrant. The writings cite hateful rhetoric towards Jewish people, Muslims, Islam, the LGBTQ plus community, black people, women, and the political left and right. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. A newly rebranded company is offering a way for farmers to earn extra revenue without selling additional crops. Tyler Nuss is the CEO of Yield Energy. He explains how farmers can get paid by simply adjusting when they choose to irrigate.
You could call it an ag tech business, but it had this unique business model where Yield doesn't make money from the growers. Rather, you make growers more profitable by having them participate in these utility flexibility programs. So the utility pays Yield for implementing and enabling these flexibility programs, meaning the utility gets flexible capacity. They don't need to build as many power plants, and they get flexible load that we enable in agriculture.
Nuss, who comes from a family farm, discovered the company through contacts he made on his podcast, The Modern Acre.
We talked to hundreds of ag tech companies on the podcast, and everyone's trying to figure out how do we squeeze a little money out of the farmer's, you know, limited budget. And just the idea of we actually don't have to sell the grower anything, but we're actually helping them be more profitable just was music to our ears as farmers ourselves.
Today, Nuss is the CEO of Yield Energy, originally called Polaris Energy Services.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Fortunes went from bad to worse this year for California cherry growers. An early heat wave impacted fruit set in many orchards. Then, rainstorms in April and May battered the crop. It was like getting knocked down and then getting kicked, said Bill Stokes, who grows cherries in San Joaquin County. Growers in the county, which leads California in cherry production, lost 63% of their crop and suffered financial losses of $174 million, according to the county's request for a disaster declaration, which would make growers eligible for low-interest federal loans and other assistance. California's other cherry-growing regions were also affected. Tony Guerrero, grower relations and farm manager at Lodi-based packer Aminarco, which sources cherries from across California, said this year's crop was the worst he had seen in 3 decades working with cherries in the state. "It's pretty devastating," Guerrero said. "There was just nowhere that was unscathed." Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs in the low 80s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Mid-70s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Low 70s on Tuesday and Wednesday. 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Friday, May 22nd, it's the first concert of the summer at Vintage Community in Templeton featuring the Mark Adams Band.
Hey, I was out last night, started a fight, feeling bad this morning and looking the sight. Stumbling and a-bumming and feeling for the knob of my door.
The Mark Adams Band this Friday at Vintage Community, 690 Peterson Ranch Road, just up from the CHP. Concert is at 6:30, free and open to all ages. Bring a chair, a picnic, or buy food and drinks at the concert. The Mark Adams Band this Friday.
I've got deals on latex beds. I've got deals on memory foam beds.
We're talking to Rich London, the mattress specialist.
I've got beds with springs, hybrids, where they got springs and memory foam, or springs and latex, or some with even springs, latex, and memory foam. I've got them all.
Big savings now on mattresses of all shapes and sizes at the Mattress Specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
IBM shares are up 6%. Quantum computing stocks are jumping after the Commerce Department confirmed it plans to award grants to nearly a dozen companies to boost the industry. IBM says it will create a new standalone company. IBM and the Commerce Department will each contribute $1 billion worth of cash to the venture. NVIDIA's earnings topped expectations, but the stock's been little changed and now is down 0.5%. Walmart held up in recent months as shoppers look for bargains. It picked up more high-end shoppers and online sales jumped, though Walmart says its customers are being impacted by high gas prices. The stock's down 7.5%. Elf Beauty shares are higher, though. The discount makeup company reported a better-than-expected quarter. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Make your home more efficient for the summer heat with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Blake's stocks everything you'll need to maintain your existing evaporative cooler. Now's the time to check those pads, pumps, float valves, and motors. Blake's carries quality Dial evaporative cooler repair parts and Dial cooler pumps from 5,000 to 11,000 CFMs. Also, multiple sizes of Aspen and DuraCool pads. Blake's true value's knowledgeable staff will help you find the right Dial cooler part to keep your home cool through the summer. Dial evaporative cooler parts keep your cooler running efficiently, and that saves money. If it's time to replace that old tired cooler, Blake's has specials on new efficient evaporative coolers, both roof mount and window mount models. Get the help you need at Blake's True Value Hardware Center, 1701 Riverside Avenue in Paso Robles. Blake's, behind every project is a true value.
It's movie night this Thursday, May 21st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters in Atascadero. The Battle of Athens, the true story of a corrupt political machine that used intimidation, police brutality, and voter fraud against returning World War II soldiers. How timely is that? $20 donation appreciated. Pizza, soda, and snacks available. Go to our website, rpsloc.org, for more information. Remember to vote in the upcoming primary election. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Make plans for your lunch right now. Real easy to get to. The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the delightful River Oaks neighborhood. Some of the local favorites include grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, and, of course, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips and the shrimp tacos. You'll love it. Lots of easy parking in and out, and all the food is made fresh.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Willie Nelson and Family. July 22nd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. New album, Dream Chaser, coming May 29th. Tickets on sale Friday, May 22nd at 10 a.m. at MidStateFair.com and Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss Willie Nelson and Family live.
MidState Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the late 1830s and early 1840s, people were searching for routes to get to Oregon and California. Although it had been used before, there was one route that during this time brought tens of thousands of people out west. Around 1825, the earliest whites discovered Oregon and its resources. They were trappers from the Hudson's Bay Company. The next influx of people were missionaries attempting to convert the Indians to Christianity. In 1840, the American West was looking very attractive. The crop and bank failures, people in the East were looking for a new start, and this seemed to be the place. Although American sovereignty over the Oregon Territory wasn't to be determined for five more years, in 1841, John Bidwell led a group of 100 souls along the Oregon Trail. Only half ended up in Oregon. The other half split off and headed to California. Then in 1842, Dr. Elijah White, a Presbyterian missionary, led 112 people to Oregon. During their trip, they found it necessary to cut their prairie schooners down to two-wheel carts. On May 22, 1843, the first major wagon train of 1,000 men, women, and children climbed aboard the wagons in Elm Grove, Missouri, and headed west. This group, also led by Dr. White, comprised of 100 wagons and 5,000 cattle and oxen. Although they were afraid of Indians, they soon learned that the accidental discharge of firearms, falling off horses and mules, river crossings, and disease were much more dangerous than any possible encounter with Indians. Until 1884, when the Union Pacific Railroad was completed along the route, each year, groups of 12 to 24 wagons took people along the Oregon Trail to a new life out west.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like Grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The California Mid-State Fair has shared the results of the 2026 Home Brewing Competition. Each year ahead of the fair, entries are evaluated by a blind panel of judges, and each is scored on appearance, aromatics, taste, and mouthfeel. Best of Show went to Connor Medeiros of Creston, and Reserve Best of Show went to Nate Alexander of Paso Robles. The county staff presented the recommended budget for fiscal year 2026-27 in Tuesday's Board of Supervisors meeting. Hearings for the budget will start Monday, June 8th. District Attorney Dan Dow requested five positions for the DA's office, putting the county on notice that not funding these positions could interfere with the duties of the DA's office. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 63 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Chris Foster. As President Trump waits for Iran's response to a peace proposal, there's a report he may not like the answer to his demand to hand over uranium.
Reuters says Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei has issued a directive that the near weapons-grade material must stay inside the country. The United States has been pushing for the uranium to be confiscated, with Israel's prime minister vowing to continue to fight until that happens.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. A former federal prosecutor in Florida is accused of stealing a copy of a sealed report on the drop case about President Trump taking classified documents from the White House.
62-year-old Carmen Mercedes Leinberger of Port St. Lucie, Florida, a former assistant U.S. attorney, is accused of altering file names of documents related to the special counsel's case and sending them to her own personal email account.
It's Fox's Evan Brown. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Get ready for nonstop live entertainment at Tachi Palace. Grab your tickets now at TachiPalace.com and don't miss what's coming up. May 22nd, Jump, the ultimate Van Halen tribute. May 23rd, comedian Ralph Barbosa live. June 5th through 7th, the Indigenous Tattoo and Music Festival with the Res Made Car Show. And June 20th, Kings of the West featuring Warren G, The Game, and Exhibit. All shows are on sale now, so don't wait. Tachi Palace, where all roads lead to fun.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All righty. Abundant sunshine on your Thursday. Highs in the upper 80s. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the upper 40s and will be in the low 80s. Sunny on your Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sunshine mid-70s. Monday, it's going to be mid-70s as well. Low 70s Tuesday, Wednesday, back to upper 70s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down. 5:55 a.m., 8:06 p.m., we are at 64. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass Sliding or Swinging Doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, they'll have some fun with Eric and Karen on Sound Off 12:30 till 2. They'll be talking about local elections and probably some state issues as well, but they're going to conduct a vote to get somebody off the island. You decide. So have some fun this afternoon here on The Right Choice KPRL. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber, they'll be there, 805-466-6188. We're on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. You can text that as well to join us on the Thursday. Seems like the weekend already.
I saw her today.
I saw her face, was the face I loved. And I knew I had to go away, get down on my knees and pray. That made go away, still it began.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All right, whatever may be on your minds, Cebu play. Little French lingo there for you.
Let's see here. On the email, what you got here?
Good morning. I never thought about voting if you own two homes in two different counties or state. I know it's based on your residence, but what about people like my aunt who lives 6 months in Maine and 6 months in Florida? Can she vote in two different states? Or do you have to claim a primary residence? I'm just assuming that you have to claim a primary. That's just my uneducated guess. But there's probably somebody out there who knows that answer. And I'll go back. If it's impacting your property taxes... I'm not saying if you own, like I said last hour, I'm not saying if you own six homes in the same area that you should get six votes, but I think you should have a say if people who, in many cases, don't pay property tax. And I don't want to hear about the rent stuff either, because I thought a good point was brought up last week, but let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi, Kevin. The Lions Club could use some help out at Paso Robles District Cemetery this Memorial Day weekend, honoring veterans.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be, like we always do, like they do there, the Flynns there at the cemetery, lining the driveways with flags. Each flag is embroidered with a veteran's name that has since passed. And we put them up every day. We take them down at the end of the day, and that's all 3 days of Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Takes about an hour of your time at each session. We don't ask it, you know, and there's no requirement to be there every single time we put them up or take them down, but even if you could, you know, somebody could come and just donate 1 hour of their time at any of those setup or takedowns. We meet about 6:30, 6:45 a.m. in the mornings and take down around 2:30 p.m.
Okay, and that's right there at the entrance?
Yeah. We meet, you know, you'll see people gathered up right at probably the top of the first driveway there near the office. So, yeah, first entrance there at the cemetery. And we can always use help. They're pretty heavy to put up. You know, it's a one-man job. Unroll them, put them in a stand. But taking down takes three people, so you don't have to necessarily be really really strong or physically fit. You know, it takes one person, a couple people to roll it, and someone just to hold the other end of the flag while you roll them up. So a lot of times kids can help with that. People that, you know, are a little up there in age, if they can hold the end of the flag while we roll them. Roll the poles up. So, anyways, yeah. it's a great way to serve. Just take a little bit of time out of your weekend.
You know, I never thought about this because I've known Rosie and Tom for many, many years. But does your group, do they also set up the chairs?
No, they do that.
Okay,
Tom and Rosie and the crew out there at the cemetery, they do that. You know, there's a lot going on. Boy Scouts put the flags on the graves, the smaller flags.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Lions Club isn't the only one that helps put the bigger ones up. It's orchestrated by Tom. Also there's some members from the Moose Lodge and some Elks that come out there. But we always need more people.
They
do a fantastic job out there.
So that's for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Yep, all 3 days. Meet at 6:30 a.m. or 2:30 p.m. Whether you'd like to help set up or take down any of those days, we'd love the help.
Okay, and obviously the more the better, the quicker it goes.
Yeah, Yeah, the quicker it goes. It takes about an hour. Sometimes it can take even... Sometimes we can get those things up in half hour, 45 minutes. We have a lot of people. And it's also a chance for anybody that's interested in, you know, serving with the Paso Robles Lions Club. They can meet us and see what we're all about. And just, even if they don't want to join, we love the help.
All right. Well, okay. Thanks for calling in and doing that. But also, thank you folks for what you do on not only just throughout the year, but, you know, particularly on Memorial Day.
Yeah, well, thanks for letting me call in. If you don't mind, maybe I'll call in at an earlier hour tomorrow and catch some people that aren't listening at this time.
No, that would be great. No, I encourage you to do that.
Okay, thanks, Kevin.
You're welcome.
I better get to work. Bye.
Bye. All right, we've got 14 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. The wounded... And if anybody out there knows the answer, please, I would love to know. The Wounded Warriors Program are for men or women that have been wounded in wars, or is it just any kind of wound? I know of a person that is not paying their property taxes, and they're quite well off. And this person was able to get Wounded Warriors benefits by not paying their property, you know, they don't have to pay for their property taxes. And he served in the army in Germany during the 80s. And he was never wounded. How was he able to get that? If someone out there knows... Is it fraudulent? Sure sounds like it. I would like to know.
So, a little confused on this, so bear with me, please.
Yes.
So, this person served one way or the other in one of our armed forces, correct?
Yes, the Army.
Okay.
In Germany.
And he's not paying his property taxes?
Because he was able some way to finagle out of the Veterans Association or group a way to, they allowed him to get Wounded Warriors. He was never wounded. He came back whole. I saw him.
Well, I don't know if Wounded Warriors also includes maybe some mental wounds. I don't know.
He was never in a war, not in Germany, in the 80s. That's what I can't figure out. But if someone
so
out there...
are you thinking that he lied on whatever forms they have?
That's kind of normal for this person.
Oh, okay. All right, well.
Yeah.
We have an encyclopedia of listeners out there, so maybe somebody can help us or answer your questions.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. All right, so I'm retired from the military. I was in about the same time frame. Let me tell you what happens. As you're looking for being discharged or retirement from the military, you have to undergo a physical. There's two forms, an SF-88, Standard Form 88, Standard Form 93. You are encouraged to write down everything that's ever happened to you on the discharge physical. You know, it's a physical exam forms. So if you got a paper cut, if you hurt your back, your hernia, you know, write down everything that hurts. What they do then is they do an examination, and then your paperwork is sent to the VA, and the VA gives you a disability. Now, for years and years and years, probably, I don't know, for a long time, this has been encouraged. I never did it. I wanted out. I just wanted to retire. I didn't want to be one of those people. But it's a common fact that a lot of people leaving the military, they're encouraged to put down everything that ever happened to them that potentially could be service-related. Some people actually get 100% disability rating. Some people get zero disability rating. Yes, it's a disability that says zero. With that zero, their kids can go to state university system for free and so forth. So when people complain about the Veterans Administration healthcare services being not good or overwhelmed, it's not because of the small percentage of combat veterans that are in the system. It's because of these malingerers, these other folks that I've known people with back pain that are in the VA system. I've known people that have had hernia surgeries years after they left the military through the VA system. Plantar fasciitis, you name it. So yes, it is possible to become a disabled veteran, technically speaking, in the VA system and get that label, disabled veteran, and all the benefits that go without having anything combat related, which I think is very sad to do. I'm retired. I'm not a VA beneficiary, nor do I get benefits from the military health system. I'm eligible to do so. It's called TRICARE now, but it is possible. Well, we did fight some conflicts in the 80s, though. We invaded Grenada, and there was Haiti and a few other places where we had to go in and kick butt and take names. But it is possible, but there's also people that there's stolen valor as well. So your caller can look up online. She can Google stolen valor, and there's organizations and people that investigate. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kev.
Well, now I was going to ask. So, and Wounded Warriors is separate, I'm assuming, from the veterans. So somebody would just fill out a form for Wounded Warriors, and does Wounded Warriors then follow up through the VA?
You know, the Wounded Warrior organization, it's separate from the VA. I don't know if there's an adjacency or if there's any kind of relationship. I think Wounded Warriors probably vets people a little differently. But again, you know, people can look that up on charitynavigator.com about that organization and find out how that works. I don't know much about the Wounded Warriors. She may be conflating the two. I'm not so sure. But yeah, it's a sad fact of life that this is encouraged and this happens. And, you know, sadly, I'll say it, people game it. People game the system, and it's like anything else. Because there's a free benefit or perceived as a free benefit associated with something, people pursue that. And it's not everybody.
Well,
it's a lot of people.
The sad thing is that the people that do this, you're hurting the people that really need it and deserve it.
Yep. Yep. All those folks that, you know, a few of them left fought in the Second World War, but, you know, we still got Korean and Vietnam vets especially, and then, you know, in the Gulf vets, the men and women that were actually impacted by real combat or being in theater or something like that, when they have trouble getting an appointment in a VA clinic or being seen by a VA physician, it's because these other people are clogging up, among other problems that the VA has. I mean, the unions have gone wild and so forth. But, yeah, it's a sad statement. The guy probably has legit paperwork. She kind of indicated that this is his type. Is, you know, he does this. But there are people that pretend. And they get by. And there's a lot of websites and YouTube and all sorts of things that go after people like this. You know, it takes somebody to confront them. You have to have some, you know, be able to know how to access their
Well, 214
and so forth.
My guess with somebody like this, if you were to confront them, he would, you know, probably say, well, it's legal.
Oh, yeah. You know, hey, when I worked at the hospitals, you know, I'd get calls from people that were so-called veterans, and I'd say, oh, yeah, which branch? And they'd say, well, DOD. I'd say, yes, but there's five branches. Which branch? Oh, you know, it was secret. I worked for the DOD, and I was special forces. And no, you didn't, sir. Sir, I've been there. I know. And So, yeah, there's a lot of people that pretend, and there's a lot of people that fake. And unfortunately, it's a reflection of greater society that if they think they can get by or they can get a benefit or they can get over on something, they do it. Now, I'm not painting everybody with a broad brush, but there, I can tell you, having been in the military medical field, there's a lot of people that attempt to get by, and they are malingerers, and it was probably reflective of how they acted as a, you know, as a service member as well. So I don't know what to tell the lady other than Google, you know, Google stolen valor. There's not much she's going to be able to do, really, unless somebody's willing to do the research and confront the fellow. It is fraudulent, and it is against the federal law. But, yeah, how do you prove it, et cetera?
Right. Okay, hey, well, I appreciate all the information very much.
Yeah, for those folks that did serve and died and, you know, for our country, happy Memorial Day. Let's remember them. And one more thing, Kevin. Yeah, it's not Veterans Day. It's Memorial Day. So when somebody says thank you for your service, it's really, we need to think about those that have, you know, passed away in service to their country, not every veteran walking the street. But, you know, it is what it is. Take care.
All right, you too. Thank you very much. All right, let's see here. We got a couple of minutes left. You're on the air.
Hey, I think that we need to check out a lot of these other people that are getting pay from the taxpayer money in different associations and the way they claim disabilities. And there's a lot of people that are milking the system. And I think that's one thing that our president's going after is some of the fraud. Well, and he's getting attacked for it because the people that are getting the fraud don't like it. But anyway, I think these people have some very valid statements here about what's going on. That's all I got to say.
Well, let me throw this at you because I brought this up the other day, and I don't care, you know, what department it is or what service. If you are if you are getting benefits through the United States taxpayers through fraud, whether you work in it, you're like I said, getting it, et cetera, I think if you're caught, you should not then be allowed to ever get those benefits again.
I agree.
Right on. Yeah, okay, thank you. All right, let's see here. We got quite a few texts and a couple of emails. We won't have time to get it all in. Let's see here. I think your primary address is based on the address used by the IRS, and file your taxes under as well as where your driver's license is issued. So that would be the one to register to vote, but I'm sure this is abused if no ID is required to register to vote. Well, of course, it has to be abused, particularly in California. Let's see here. Yes, people do take advantage. Not all wounds are on the outside. Yes, we're aware of that. Nothing to do with property taxes. VA benefits have nothing to do with wounded warriors. It's all for police, fire, military who are killed or disabled and pay off their mortgages for them. Okay, well, as it was suggested to the lady, you might want to go to the website and do as much research as you can. But as he said, the system is somewhat, unfortunately, built that way. It's tied with the government, so what do you expect? I'm not going to say loopholes, but with government, they think that one size fits all, which obviously it doesn't.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo responded to a vegetation fire yesterday evening at about 5:30 p.m. located near the intersection of Golden Hill Road and Ardmore Road. The fire was stopped at about 12 acres near 6:17 p.m. Paso Robles Public Works announced there will be a full road closure of Meadowlark Road from Airport Road to Hanson. The closure will be in effect from May 26th through September 1st. Detours will be on Airport, Sherwood, and Linnae Roads. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 80s. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen, sound off. And she'll have Eric in, and they're going to have fun. In addition to talking about local elections and other issues, they're going to be conducting their, you know, off-the-island poll. So, again, have some fun and enjoy. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, the small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.